Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Yud Tes. I just want to apologize at the outset. The next 2 days, I'm just going to record something and put it in the chat. I'm going to be at a place where there's no Wi-Fi. The DRS Shabbaton is coming a weekend. Apparently, there's no Wi-Fi there. Can you believe it? There's still a place on earth that has no Wi-Fi. But in the Mountain Laurel Hotel in Whitehaven, Pennsylvania. Go figure. Anyway, so Friday morning and Moses Shabbos, I will try to record to the chat. But I will not be giving Daf Yomi live Friday and Shabbos. Hopefully Sunday morning we will be back again live at 7 a.m. We are on the bottom of Yudchesed and Beis. Now, I want to back it up a drop. Basically, the Gemara had presented a machlokas Amoraim, which we're going to see today is also going to be a machlokas Tanaim, whether butla Megillas Tanis or lo butla Megillas Tanis. Good morning, Avi, Dr. Joe, Gershon, Eitan, Svika, Shlomo, David, Chana, Chanech, Reuben, Stephen, Yehudi, Yitzchak, Netanel, David, Gershon, and Yeshaya, Yitzchak, and Stephen and Jeremy. Oh, I didn't see Mordechai Tzvi. He's hiding over there. Okay, thank you. So yesterday's daf, Butla Megillas Tanis. What does this mean? During this Man of Bayit Sheni, there were some, let's call them minor Yomim Tovim Midrabanan that they set up. It's funny, Megillas Tanis means there were certain days that you were not allowed to do Hesped V'Tanis because they were Yomim Tovim. And then the question is, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, do we say Butla Megillas Tanis, which means now you are allowed to have funerals and Tainesim on these mini holidays? Because the mini holidays are no longer relevant, or whether low butler Megillas Tanis. That was the machlokes yesterday. So, let's pick it up again. I know we read this already, but Masiv Rav Acha Bar Huna. Masiv Rav Acha Bar Huna. It's about seven lines up on Yudchesed Beis on the bottom. So, Masiv Rav Acha Bar Huna from the following. We learned in Megillas Tanis that Betlasa Betishrei, one of these like special mini holidays was that on the third day of Tishrei, they made a holiday. What was the holiday? Batilas. They were mevat, Batilas ad karta min shtaraya. They made a holiday on the days that the minug to mention in documents Hashem's name. What was the story? Shenigzra malchus yavim gzeru shalala haskash shemayal p'yem. So the wicked Greek rulership, the wicked Greek kingdom made Xera that you're not allowed to make, that the Klal Yisrael is not allowed to mention Hashem's name. Ukshigavar Machas Chashmonaim and Itzchem, when the Chashmonaim beat up on the Greeks and they won out, so they're Mavatalis Xera, so Hiskinu, so the Chashmonaim made a Takana, Shiumaskirin Shishimayim Filu Bishtaros, that not only would they mention Shem Shemayim, they would even mention it on their documents. This amount of years of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was both the Kohen Gadol, this was Yanai HaMelech, he was a Tztuki from the family of the Chashmonaim, and he served in the Kohuna Gadola. So they would write X amount of years from him with Kel Elyon. When the rabbis heard about this, Amru, Lamachar Zeporeas Chovam and Nimsishtar Mutal Ba'ashba Ubitlam. Tomorrow, what's going to happen is that the guy's going to pay up the document. They're going to take the document and rip it up and throw it in the garbage. That's a bad thing to have Hashem's name written in a document. So they were Mevatel this minute. But Oso Ayom, and on the day that they were Mevatel the Minog, which was on Gimel Tishrei Asa'u Yontif, they made it into a yontif. Now the obvious question is: wait a second. V'isakadaitach butla megillas tainis. If you're telling me that these yomim tovim after the churban no longer applied, so how could they? If they used to have this day as a yontif during the second Beis HaMikdash and they were mevatalit, kamaisa bidal achranaisa mosifin. So wait a second. Could it be possible that this day was originally a yontif and they were mevatlet? So how in the world could they have instituted this day again right? The main time that the yantiv was So this yantiv was first instituted after the second Beis Hamikdash. Now, if you're telling me that this day, 1 second, right? This day was already a yantiv because we said before that the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. So once the second Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt, that this day was already a yantiv, right? It was Sasan l'Simcha. Now, if you're going to tell me Batla Meginas Tainis, so how could they Kamaisa Batla Chanaisa Mosifin? How could they have ever established this day as a holiday if you're telling me Batla Meginas Tainis? Once they rejected the holiday on this day, how could they have then set up a new holiday on this day? So the Gemara answers, "Hachem b'mayaskinon b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim." No, we're talking about when did they establish this day as a holiday? That's only while the Beis Hamikdash was still built. So you're right. After the Beis Hamikdash was built, they got rid of this holiday. But when we're talking about this brisa that says they made it as a holiday, so it was still during the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara, wait a second, if it's during the Beis Hamikdash, then they didn't need to establish it as a holiday because it was still a holiday from Gedaliah. Says the Gemara, v'tepikle d'havala yom shnerek bo Gedaliah menachigam. It was already a holiday. You already couldn't have, because, again, the day Gedaliah was killed was originally set as a fast day, but the Pasuk in Zechariah said that all those fast days, when the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt, was turned into holidays. So the day was, if you tell me Bizman, the second Beis Hamikdash, it was already a holiday for the day that Gedaliah was killed. So why'd they have to make another holiday on the day that was already a holiday? Says the Gemara, Amarav, you're right. Lo nitzucha el lesser es shelofanov. You're right. The day was already a holiday, but they established it as additional holiday to say that not only was it a holiday, but even the day before it is a holiday, because all the days in Megillas Tainis, not only were they holidays, but both the day before them and the day after them. In terms of the holiday, that the day that Gedaliah was killed that turned into a holiday, that only affected Gimel Tishrei itself. But the day before it and the day after it were not holidays. So they needed to establish this new holiday of Megillas Tainis, the holiday of the day that they got rid of including Hashem's name in the document. So that day would be to Aser even the day before it in Hesped V'Tainis, that even the day before it was a mini yontif. Says the Gemara, Shelafan of Nami Tepakle the Havala Yom Shel Acher Rosh Chodesh. But even that day also you didn't have to set up as a holiday, because it was already holiday, because it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. And we know that the day after Rosh Chodesh also was, you couldn't make it into a Hesped V'Tainis. It was already a holiday.
So that would mean any Rosh Chodesh?
Yes. Answers the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh do Raisa, v'do Raisa lo bai and Chizuk. The Gemara answers that Rosh Chodesh was a Yom Tov Midoraisa, and anything that's a Yom Tov Midoraisa, the day afterwards was not forbidden. It was only the Yom Tovim Derabbanan that were included in Megillas Tainis, those holidays, so they it was Aser Behesped B'Tainis, not only on holiday, but even the day before and the day after. But a holiday Midoraisa, Me'ikar Adin, was Mutter B'Tainis the day before and the day after, because they didn't need Chizuk. The whole reason they asked it the day before and the day after by the Yom Tov and the Rabbanan is people shouldn't treat them lightly, so we're going to give them extra chizuk, so we're going to ask it the day before and the day after. But a Yontov Doraisa, it was already strong. You didn't need to aser the day before and the day after and make it into a Yontov and aser it behesped b'tainis. So says the Gemara.
Isn't Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I don't know why the Gemara says I think the Gemara later might point that out. I don't know why it said Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Hashanah. I was looking for that. I couldn't find it. So Gemara says Rosh.
Does it mention the new moon in order to teach that the new moon also has the status of a festival by Torah law, which is
prohibited? So yeah, Eina Chanami. It was Rosh Hashanah, but the Gemara is just telling you that it will apply by every Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Doraisa. V'doraisa lo bayi chizuk. Desani went into the braisa. Hayomim ha'ilak suvim begilas tainis asurin bein lefneim bein lachreim. But Shabbosos v'yomim tovim, which are midoraisa, heim asurim lefneim ulachreim mutarim. Ma'hefrish ben zelzo, what's the difference? Halal divrei Torah, v'ein divrei Torah tzrichin chizuk. Halal divrei sofrim, v'divrei sofrim tzrichin chizuk. That a yontif the Rabbanon, they asked it, they made it aser behesmet v'tainis even the day before and the day after. But a yontif doraisa was only that day. So this day, was already. So this day, einachanami, the day itself was already a yontif, but the day before it was not a yontif. Says the Gemara, wait a second. V'tebekle davel yom shalifne yom shneog bo gedayim anachikum. But wait a second. That's the day that Gedaliah was killed, which originally, after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was a fast day. Then when the second Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, became a holiday, because the Pasuk in Zechariah said that all the fasts became a holiday. But this is a holiday derabbanan, not a holiday d'oraisa. If it's a holiday derabbanan, then the day before and the day after would already be aser behesbe v'tainas. So how could they have made another, you told me they made another yontif to aser the day before, but the day that Gedaliah was killed became a yontif, where already the day before was already also, because it's also yontif to Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, no. The table of Davila, Yom Shlifna, Yom Shnegabar, Gedaliah ben Achikam, answer the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Gedaliah ben Achikam, Divrei Kabbalahu. That fast day, which turned into a yontif, was not totally a purely yontif to Rabbanan. It was a little stronger than a yontif to Rabbanan, because it's a yontif that's written in the Navi. So once it's a yontif that's written in the Navi, it's stronger than a din derabbanan. It's kind of like a quasi din doraisa. It's learned out of Tanakh. It's like a quasi din doraisa. Good morning, Rav Mordechai. It's a quasi din doraisa, and therefore, even the day before it, so therefore, the day before it was not aser behesbe v'tainis. It had the status of a yontif doraisa as far as that concerned. So they didn't ask therefore. So why they have to add the new holiday for the day that they were mevatel Shem Hashem from the Shtaros, that asered even the day before. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Gedaliah ben Achikam divrei Kabbalahu. It's a holiday learned out from Navi. Divrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah damu. And a holiday learned out from the Navi is a little bit stronger than a din derabbanan. It's a din doraisa, so it didn't need chizuk. The day before it and the day after it did not need chizuk. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to ask another kasha against Rav and Rabbi Chanin, who said, Butla Megillas Tainis after Churban Bayis Sheni, that these holidays are no longer holidays. Masiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. It says in Megillas Tainis as follows: Be'esrim V'tam Niabei, on the 28th day of Adar, that was also Yontif. Did you know what was the Yontif on the 28th day of Adar? Asos Besarta Tavsa LiYudai, a great message came to the Jewish people. Delo yidun meoraisa. They don't have to stop learning Torah. That the Romans repealed the anti-Torah decree and Klal Yisrael was now allowed to learn Torah again became a yontif, 28th day of Adar. What was the gzera? Shegazar amalchus gzera shelo yasku b'Torah. The Romans during the time of during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, or right before that, they were gozer gzeira that they couldn't learn Torah. V'shelo yamulu es b'neim, and that we couldn't do bris milah. V'sheichalu shabbosos, and we have to be mechalal shabbos, rachmanu litzlan. Because these three things are the three things that separate Klal Yisrael from the Goyim. They're all called an os. By Torah it says, Kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem la'enei ha'amim. By Mila it says, Vayol os bris beini v'neichem. Shabbat says, os hi beini v'neichem. So says the Marsha. So the Romans decreed against these three things. Me'asa Yehuda ben Shamor v'chavei Rav. So what did this Jew named Yehuda ben Shamor and his friends, what they do to try to be matal gzeir? Unbelievable. Unbelievable gemara. Holchu v'natlo etzo mimatronisa. So they went to a non-Jewish woman, a non-Jewish matron, maybe like a prostitute of sorts. So she knew the Roman men very well. And she knew what they wanted and didn't want. So they went to this Matridisa Achas, Shekol Gdoli Romi Mitsuyin Etzla, that all of the Roman ministers used to go to this woman. Amar Lahem, so she says, I'll give you an Eitza, how you could repeal the decree against Talmud Torah, Bris Milah, and Shabbos. Bo v'hafginu balayla. Make a hafgana. Hafginu. You should go scream in Rome in the nights, in the marketplaces and in the streets, so that the Roman generals should listen to you. So they listened. Holchu v'hafginu balayla. So they went and they started screaming throughout the streets of Rome in the night. Amru. Eishamayim. Laman Hashem. Aren't we your brothers? You come from Esav, we came from Yaakov. We're brothers. This week's parsha, sort of. Velo b'nei av echad anachnu. Aren't we both the products of the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka that we're going to read about in this week's parsha? Velo b'nei eim achas anachnu. Don't we all have the same mother, Rivka, who was chosen to be Yitzchak's wife in this week's parsha? Shtickled off Yomi coincidence. Umanishtaninu mikolumu veloshen shatem goes on the Xeris Kushas. Why are we any different than every other nation that you're making all these horrible decrees against us? Ubitlum! So the Roman rulers, the Roman princes, were so sick of these Jews screaming in the middle of the night. They wanted to have a peaceful rest. So this woman knew what would get them. So you know what? They repealed the decree. They said these crazy Jews are screaming and yelling. They repealed the decree. Unbelievable. And that day, they made into a yontif. Now, wait a second. Who was the one who got involved over here? There was a Jew named Yehuda ben Shamua. Now, Yehuda ben Shamua, when did he live? He lived after the Beis HaMikdash. So this was included in Megillas Tainis. So you see, lo butla Megillas Tainis, this holiday was instituted first after the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, v'isagadat batla Megillas Tanis. If you're going to tell me all the holidays of Megillas Tanis were batel, kamaisa batel, achronaisa mosifin, how could they have added this holiday after Beis HaMikdash? Says Gemara, v'chitem achanami bizman shebeis HaMikdash kayim. Maybe you'll tell me that this holiday was only instituted during Zman Beis HaMikdash. You can't say that. V'al Yehuda ben Shamua, talmidol shir Rabbi Meir, v'Rabbi Meir basar hachiyave. This Yehuda ben Shamua, who established the whole holiday, it was because of his actions that they made the holiday. He first lived after Beis HaMikdash. How do we know he lived after Beis HaMikdash? Because he was a student of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir lived after the Beis HaMikdash. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Bizman Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Rabbi Eliezer was his student. He was one of the people who carried his bed. Rabbi Kiva was a student of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Meir was a student of Rabbi Akiva. Like it says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, that Rabbi Meir was a student of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Meir obviously lived a number of generations after the Chorban. And Yehuda ben Shamua was a student of Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, how do you know Yehuda ben Shamua was a student of Rabbi Meir? Right? It's a lot of times we have Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai obviously lived at the time of the Churban, and Rabbi Eliezer was his student, and Rabbi Kiva was his student, Rabbi Meir. So you see a lot of years after the Churban, Rabbi Meir lived. And this Yehuda ben Shamua was a student of Rabbi Meir. How do we know Yehuda ben Shamua was a student of Rabbi Meir? Says the Gemara, Disnan. It's really a Brisa, not a Mishnah. It says Bisnan. It really should say Disanya. The Sani went as follows. Kli zechuchis. See, here's a couple of interesting halachas of Tumah v'Tara that you need to know to understand this. If you have a metal vessel that becomes tame and then it breaks and you can't use it anymore, so it's no longer tame. But if you put Humpty Dumpty back together again, if you put the metal kli back together again, midrabanan, even if it doesn't get Tumah, midrabanan, it's tame. Once it had tuma, you broke it. So midaraisa has no longer any tuma. If you put it back together again, so it automatically gets tuma midarabanan, even if it doesn't actually come in contact with tuma. Because the rabbis were afraid you're going to get confused. I mean, it used to be tuma, now you broke it, now you put it back together. So midarabanan has tuma. But if it's a glass kli, since the whole glass kli in the first place only gets tumah derabanan, it gets tumah midrabanan. Now you break it and put it back together. The rabbis didn't decree tumah on such a thing because the whole tumah in the first place is only the rabbanan. Oh, but what about if you have a glass kli, but you put it back together with metal? It had a hole in it, but then you stopped it up with metal. So what's the story in that case? So it says Amar Desnan, or it's Desanya. Klei zechuchis shenikvo. Let's say you have a glass kli that became tameh. So now you put a hole in it. So now it's tahar. V'hitif lasocho evra, but you stopped up the hole with metal. Amar b'shim Gamliel Yehuda ben Shamua v'tameh mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Yehuda ben Shamua metame mishum Rabbi Meir. So Yehuda ben Shamua was a student. He said it's tame since you blocked it up with metal. It has the status of a metal kli. See, he said in the name of his Rabbi Meir, that it gets automatic tumah if you fixed it with metal. Because if you fixed it with metal, it has the status of a metal kli, and it gets tumah. The Chachamim mitaren. The Chachamim disagree. They say, no, it's a glass kli. So you see, anyway, so we're back to our kasha. So this yantiv was established after Beis HaMikdash. So how could you say, Batla Megillas Tainis? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Tanoihi. The question of whether Batla Megillas Tainis or Lo Batla Megillas Tainis did these Yamim Tovim that were established around the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, did they, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, did they get rid of these holidays? Or did they keep these holidays? Is the Machlokas Tanoim? The Sanya Hayomim Ha'elu Aksuvim Begilas Tainis. Bein Bezmanch Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Bein Bezmanch Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asurin. Meaning the holidays still existed afterwards. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bezmanch Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asurin. Bepnei Shesimcha Yilahem. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Once the mission was destroyed, all these holidays were Mutarin. They were permitted behesper v'tainus. They were no longer holidays. Mbeisha eva lulahab, because these days now turned into mourning days. V'hilchasa batlu. V'hilchasa lo batlu. Says the Gemara. Kasha hilchasa, hilchasa. Well, make up your mind. Were these days no longer yamim tovim? Or were they still yamim tovim? Says the Gemara. Loi kasha. Kan b'chanaka u'purim. Kan b'shar yomei. So Chanukah and Purim, we say lo batla. Those holidays that were established, they were apparently part of Megillas Tainis. So these miracles were so public and so beloved that they didn't get rid of it even after the Chorban. But all the other Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tainis, they got rid of them after the Chorban. The Chanukah and Purim, they were very public miracles. Call him on goes, right. V'kan b'shar yomei. Now, also, maybe you should tell me that even the day before and the day after Chanukah and Purim should be holidays. So no, even the maskanas ha-gemara, the Chanukah and Purim lo batlu, but the day before and the day after, even though in Megillas Tainis it says that the day before and the day after are also yamim tovim, but they didn't do that. Gemara Maseches Tainis Daf Yud Ches. Gabi Kol Hamoadim Shem Megillas Tainis. Afal Pishel Das Rabbi Yochanan Shama Yom Shlofnei Masurim. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, even the day before is Aser. Halach Rabbi Yochanan B'Makom Shchalak Shmuel Mikol Makom. Since we find that we're lenient Gabi Megillas Tainis and LaHalacha is Batla B'Zman Hazeh, we're also lenient. Even these two holidays that weren't Batel, we're lenient with the day before and the day after. Tainis Esther. Meaning, you're right, you're allowed to fast. Therefore, the minhag is to fast on Tanis Esther, even though it's the day before Purim. So says the Ritva. There's also a Tosis in Tanis about this. How can you fast on Tanis Esther? It says, the days of Megillas Tainis, it's Aser Behesper V'Tainis, even the day before and the day after. But we don't hold that way. Okay, let's continue. Al Elul Mepnei Rosh Hashanah, Val Tishrei Mepnei Takanas Hamodos. So they used to send shluchim out on Elul because of Rosh Hashanah, and on Tishrei, so to set up the holidays. Says Gemara, Kevin Denafke Luhu Elul. Once the shluchim went out, everyone knew when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. So why don't they just count 30 days? Atishrei Lama Luhu. Why they have to send out shluchim on Tishrei? V'chitem Dilma Avru Elul. Maybe you'll tell me, well, they had to know whether Elul was 29 days or Elul was 30 days. But we learned, Amar Rabbi Chinna Bar Kana Marav, Mimos Ezavich Lamtzin Elul Ma'uber. From the days of Ezra and onward, it never happened that Elul would be Ma'uber. So they knew exactly how long Elul was going to be. So it was always 29 days. So why did they need to send Tishrei? Answer the Gemara, Lo Matsinu Delo Itztrich. Ha Itztrich Ma Brinan Lei. It never happened if there wasn't a need. However, sometimes there was a need. What was the need? The need would be that you didn't want Yom Kippur to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday. Because if Yom Kippur would be 2 days Shabbos in a row, so then the vegetables would all dry out, or a mace who died wouldn't be able to be buried for 2 straight days. And therefore, there were some times, El didn't happen by itself, Ma'uber, but if they had a need to make El Ma'uber, so that Yom Kippur wouldn't fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, they would add an extra day, a 30th day to El. Says the Gemara, HaMekalkel Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? But if you would make Elul Ma'uber for the sake of Yom Kippur, but there would be a problem with Rosh Hashanah, right? Because nobody would know what day to observe Rosh Hashanah. So it's better not to be Ma'abra El, says the Gemara. Too bad. Answers the Gemara, Mutav Tikalka Rosh Hashanah V'lo Yiskalkalu Kulo Modos. It's better that Rosh Hashanah would be messed up, and that people will observe 2 days, and they shouldn't mess up all the other things, all the other Yomim Tovim. Dekanami, Dektani Al Tishrei B'nei Takanas HaMoados. They wanted to make sure to fix the Moados, and not just the date of the Moados. So even though Rosh Hashanah will get messed up, so Shema Mina, so it was to fix the other Moados. Says the Gemara, Al Kislev Mechanica Val Adam Ne'apurim. Says the Gemara, V'ilu Nis'abra Hashana, Yotzin Afal Adar Sheni Mipne'apurim Lo K'tani. What about Adar Sheni? It doesn't state it there. Says Gemara, Mastisin Delo K'Rebi. It seems like the Mishnah is going against Rebbe. Tisani Rebbe Omer, Im Nis'abra Hashana, Yotzim Afal Adar Sheni Mipne'apurim. They would send Shluchim out even on Adar Sheni, because Purim was observed on the Sheni. Says Gemara, Lema Bahakim Ifgi. What are Rebbe and our Mishnah arguing about? The Mar Savar Kometz and Ogos B'Sheni, Nohagos B'Rishon. Maybe our Mishnah holds that even if they made an Adar Sheni, if they observed Purim in the first Adar, you don't have to observe it in the second Adar. Omar Savar, but Rebbe holds no. Kometz and Ogos B'Sheni, Ain Nohagos B'Rishon. If there's a leap year, so you have to observe, even if you observe Purim the first year, then they made it into a leap year afterwards, you got to go back and observe Purim again. Answer the Gemara, the Kula Amazon Nogos B'Sheni Ein Nogos Rishon. Everyone agrees, if there's a leap year, you have to, even if you observed Purim in Adar Rishon, you have to observe it again in Adar Sheni. V'hacha Be'ibr Shana K'mifugei. Here, they're arguing about how many days, if they had a second Adar, how many days would they make Adar Rishon? Tisani, learn to the Braisa. Kama Ibr Shana. How many days would they add? When they added a second Adar, how many days would they add? Shloshim Yom. Tanakama says they would add a month of 30 days. Rabbi Shim Gamliel Omer, Chodesh. He says they would only add 29 days. So the Tanavar Mishnah holds like Tanakama that they would add 30 days. And therefore, the shluchim would not go out to tell me Adar Sheni, because we always knew that the first month was always on the day number 31, because they always made Adar Rishon, meaning whenever they added a second Adar, they always established it on day 31 of Adar Rishon. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, I don't get it. Maishna Shloshim Diade Chodesh Nami Yade. Why are you telling me this is the Machlokas? If they always added the second Adar on day 31, according to one opinion, right, according to Tanakama, and they always added it on day 30, according to Shimon Gamliel, so they also always knew what day it was, whether it was 31 or 30. Says, well, you're right. Amar Papa, Mand Amar Chodesh, Ratza Chodesh, Ratza Shloshim. The opinion that said that it was 29 days long, the opinion that says it was 29 days long that opinion held, no, it wasn't always 29 days. It means they had the option to make it 29, or they had the option to make it 30. That's why it says Chodesh. Mandamar Chodesh, Ratzah Chodesh, they wanted 29, Ratzah Shloshim. If they wanted, they can make it on day 31, make the month 30 days. And therefore, we need the Shluchim to go out to know what day was Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Says the Gemara, Heyed Rabbi Shua ben Levi Mishum, Kahala Kadisha di Yushalayim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi testified in the name of the Kahala Kadisha Yushalayim, Al Shnei Adarim, Shemekachin El Sam, Biyomi Bureim. So he testified that both Adars, Rosh Chodesh was always on day 30. Meaning that on day 30 of Adar Rishon, it was Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, and on day 30 of Adar Sheni was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara, "Lemeimer dechaseir navdim alein lo avdinan." That both these months were always 29 day months, but never 30 day months. I'm sorry, this is not asked as a question. Lemeimra, this is to teach us. And this is against Rav Nachman Chista. Hey, Rabbi Simai b'shem Chag Ezechai Malachi, that Rabbi Simai learned that Rav Nachman Bar Chista said that Rabbi Simai testified in the name of Chag Ezechai Malachi al shnei adarim shimratzu lasa shnei malein osin. These two others, if they wanted to make both of them 30 day months, you could do it. Shnei and Chaser and Osin, if you wanted to make them both 29 day months, you could do it. Echad Malay Vecha Chaser Osin. Or if you wanted to make one Malay and one Chaser, also you could do it. Vekacha Yinon Begola. Umishum Rabbeinu Amru, but in the name of Rav, it was said, La Oilam Echad Malay Vecha Chaser. Always Echad Malay Vecha Chaser. Ad Shivada Lecha Shehukma Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. You always assumed one was Malay and one was Chaser, unless you knew by the Shluchim that Adar Sheni was made, they made the first one Chaser. So you see that the Eidus of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that always both Adars is Chaser, is going against both of these opinions. It's going against both of these opinions. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. And I'm sorry I can't give it live tomorrow. But Bez Hashem, tomorrow and Motzei Shabbos, I will record and put it in the chat. Have a great day, a great Shabbos, if I don't get to speak to you.
There's no Parsha
here tonight. Although I'll try to record something to the chat there too, but there's no Parsha here.